Now, Father, as we look to Thee this morning for Thy divine directions for this service to come, we pray that the blessed Holy Spirit of God will sanctify these precious truths of Thy Word to each and every heart, that we will have our faith increased and our faith strengthened to see how exact You are in Your prophesying things that will come to pass, and then our eyes behold it happening exactly the way that You said it. Lord, we know that You're a God of truth, and what You say has to take place. This causes us to believe that when You say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, that it'll happen just exactly as You said. And when You said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, we believe that it'll work because Your word cannot fail. And give us, we pray, that same kind of faith that is unwavering when it comes to the many other promises in Your word, as well as the prophecies in Your word, that we will keep our faith unwavering, steady and strong, because we know without faith it's impossible to please You. And when we see how true You are to Your word, how this will help us, Lord, to anchor our faith into that which is certain and sure, so that we will be steady and strong and certain and sure, that we can say with Paul, we know whom we have believed, and we believe that You're able to keep that which we committed unto Thee against that great day. But we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Now, Father, as we look to Thee this morning for Thy divine directions for this service to come, we pray that the blessed Holy Spirit of God will sanctify these precious truths of Thy Word to each and every heart, that we will have our faith increased and our faith strengthened to see how exact You are in Your prophesying things that will come to pass, and then our eyes behold it happening exactly the way that You said it. Lord, we know that You're a God of truth, and what You say has to take place. This causes us to believe that when You say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, that it'll happen just exactly as You said. And when You said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, we believe that it'll work because Your word cannot fail. And give us, we pray, that same kind of faith that is unwavering when it comes to the many other promises in Your word, as well as the prophecies in Your word, that we will keep our faith unwavering, steady and strong, because we know without faith it's impossible to please You. And when we see how true You are to Your word, how this will help us, Lord, to anchor our faith into that which is certain and sure, so that we will be steady and strong and certain and sure, that we can say with Paul, we know whom we have believed, and we believe that You're able to keep that which we committed unto Thee against that great day. But we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for Your blessed Holy Spirit who opens the sacred truths and unlocks the keys to our blinded minds and our sin-darkened hearts. And Lord, I'm glad that when You made the decree of these 69 weeks, when the Messiah, Thy Son, the long-awaited Savior of the world, came, You spell it out when He would get here, and He arrived on time, exactly on time. And we know that He is coming again. We're looking for Him. And at exactly the appointed time, You told us in Acts 3:17-21, exactly the time that He will come again, You know when it's going to be. We don't know the day or the hour, but we do know something with the times and the seasons. And Lord, help us to not be guilty of what the religious people were of that day and be blinded to when You came, Lord Jesus. They'd have seen You and recognized You in exactly the time that You'd have come. They'd have been saved from their sins, but many of them missed out because they didn't know Your word. Lord, there are many that are going to miss out when You're coming again. They don't know Your word. And they'll be lukewarm. They won't be ready to meet You at Your coming. We're looking for You, Lord, and we pray that You'll keep us looking and watching and waiting expectantly every day for your soon arrival to take us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If there's a soul outside of Jesus Christ here this morning, oh God, help them to get in the ark of safety and to the door of mercy while it is yet open, before it is forever shut. We ask in the name of Christ. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit who opens the sacred truths and unlocks the keys to our blinded minds and our sin-darkened hearts. And Lord, I'm glad that when you made the decree of these 69 weeks, when the Messiah, thy Son, the long-awaited Savior of the world, came, you spell it out when he would get here, and he arrived on time, exactly on time. And we know that he is coming again. We're looking for him. And at exactly the appointed time, you told us in Acts 3:17-21, exactly the time that he will come again, you know when it's going to be. We don't know the day or the hour, but we do know something with the times and the seasons. And Lord, help us to not be guilty of what the religious people were of that day and be blinded to when you came, Lord Jesus. They'd have seen you and recognized you in exactly the time that you'd have come. They'd have been saved from their sins, but many of them missed out because they didn't know your word. Lord, there are many that are going to miss out when you're coming again. They don't know your word. And they'll be lukewarm. They won't be ready to meet you at your coming. We're looking for you, Lord, and we pray that you'll keep us looking and watching and waiting expectantly every day for your soon arrival to take us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If there's a soul outside of Jesus Christ here this morning, oh God, help them to get in the ark of safety and to the door of mercy while it is yet open, before it is forever shut. We ask in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father, this morning for your blessed holy word. How we see so exact and precise the prophecy fulfilled in the one like unto Moses. Lord, we've had a joy and a privilege of magnifying you this morning in the midst of your dear children. Sanctify the truth to the heart of each and every one. And if there be a man or woman here that has drifted away, that has cooled off, Lord, bring them back to the old paths wherein lies the good way, that they find rest under their soul. For your yoke is easy and your burden is light. We know, Lord, that you do not shackle us and fetter us. When we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we're free, and you want us to stand fast in that liberty wherever Christ has made us free, and be not a tangle again in the yoke of bondage again to fear. O Son of God, for that lost soul in this place this morning without God, without hope in this world, help it to be that Jesus will be so presented in a way that they will see that there is a way maker. There is a deliverer. There is a savior. There's a soul transformer who can change us from sinners into saints and from wicked into righteous and from ungodly into godly, and take us out of the broad road and put us on the straight and the narrow way that leads to life eternal. Granted so that many will find Jesus dear and real and precious to their souls. In his name we ask it. And all said, amen. Father, I thank you for this privilege this morning of sharing with your children the accuracy and the exactness and the certainty of prophecy. How that you, precious Lord Jesus, fit perfectly into those words of prophecy given by Moses, that great servant of thine, O God, saying that he's going to be like unto me. Lord, how this builds our faith to see how carefully you have executed your word and how carefully you have fulfilled that prophecy and giving us then faith and confidence that, Lord Jesus, you are the real, true, genuine Messiah, the only Savior from sin. Our whole trust and faith is in thee, and thank you this morning, Lord, that up to this hour thou hast led us in the paths of righteousness for thy name's sake, and strengthen our faith to walk unwaveringly with thee. Grant it to be so for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl in this house, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord of heaven, God of miracles and power, Stretch out your hand over this house today to save, to rescue the perishing, and transform into new creatures in Christ Jesus those who have been going the broad road to destruction. Those, Lord God of heaven, that have wanted to have a new life but didn't know how to find it and where to find it. Lord, we know that you're the author of life. You're the giver of life, the giver of eternal life. And we pray this morning, Lord, that there will be those who will hearken to the message of your saving grace and will bow their knees in humble repentance and prayer and trusting faith in thy atoning blood and be saved and walk out of here new creatures in Christ, born of the Spirit and washed in the blood. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, oh, how we praise you and thank you, Lord, for your word. Though you were criticized and found fault with the Lord Jesus, yet out of that good came. Blessing came to the poor and the lost. Oh, Son of God. Lord, when you were murmured at, when you said that you're the bread of life that came down from heaven to give life unto the world. They didn't like your message, didn't like Moses, but Lord, we do. We receive your message. We receive you, the author of it, as Lord and Master of our lives. And may it be so, Lord, that we grow up as calves of the stall. Oh, Lord, in our spirit, fat and flourishing, but help us to not take that to our bodies too much. We pray also, Lord God of heaven, for every soul that is unsaved and ones that are drifted away and cool off and are lukewarm. This day, they'll be drawn by cords of love back into the ark of safety for Jesus' sake. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your spirit. And we thank you for these precious, glorious, sacred truths. How exact your word is. You said that that prophet to come would be like unto Moses. You read it at a mouthful, and when we see it fulfilled to the very detail and to the nth degree in the minutest detail, it thrills our heart to see how you can make your word work and nothing can stop you. Lord, our faith is released into this word this morning. And may your children be strengthened and encouraged to take you at your word because you are as good as your word. And we pray this morning for every lost soul in this place that they will hear the joyful sound of thy saving grace and will turn to you with all of their heart because you came to seek and to save that which is lost. May this day, Lord, they know of a truth that him that cometh unto thee thou wilt in no wise cast out. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Lord, we thank you this morning for this privilege of ministering your word, answering questions, perplexing ones that are on the hearts and the minds of your children. We trust that we've said something that has helped and given light and instruction to those who are in doubt and in uncertainty. And also may these words from your word this morning not only feed our faith and keep it healthy and strong and vibrant, but, Lord, it'll help us to appreciate more and more your word, how you can guide us and lead us exactly the way that you want to. And Lord God of heaven, just make us leadable and pliable and teachable in thy hands. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.